你好吗？안녕하세요。
안녕하세요，这是韩国。
Boker Tov。
Boker Tov, I have no idea what's that.
That's the way Jesus would say good morning.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
There's a language for you to learn.
这是就是说主耶稣当他要说 good morning 的时候，他就是 Boker Tov， 他就是让我们大家学，这是亚兰
Boker Tov。
Boker Tov。
Jesus, good morning.
这是主耶稣说早上好，就是 Boker Tov。
And to my brother Jeff.
对。
Who was 3 years old when I began teaching at Eastern.
我有特别的话要给我们的 Jeff 兄弟讲，当我开始教书的时候他只有三岁。
He needs to remember what all Asian cultures, the Bible included.
他应该记得所有的亚洲的文化，甚至圣经也是同样如此，这个文化的情况。
Age is honorable and a blessing.
这个年龄是值得尊重的，而且是一个祝福。
I don't know about youth.
这我不知道年轻人是怎么样。
As we come to the table on the first Sunday of each month.
当我们每一个月第一个礼拜来到主的圣餐桌前的时候，
we should be put in mind of a fistful of spiritual realities.
我们应该记得有很多的这中间的属灵的真实。
We are meant to ponder them.
这是要让我们来思考的。
The body of Jesus, his physical life, lived in this, our fallen ghetto for us.
这个耶稣的身体，他自己的身体，这个寄取的肉体，在这个世界我们所住的这个破碎的像贫民窟一般的罪恶的地方住过。
His blood and his willingness to suffer on our behalf.
第二是要我们记得他的所流的血，他为了我们所愿意来承受苦难。
To share in the pain and penalties of our fallenness.
他愿意来分享我们因为我们的罪所带来的这样的痛苦，还有这样的 破碎。
The confession of our sins and our own unworthiness to be here.
然后第三个是我们来承认我们自己的罪，而且承认我们自己实在是不配来到这里。
Jesus selfless and unfathomable love for us.
然后第四就是主耶稣自己那样无私的，那样无可测度的那样的爱，对我们的爱。
And to complete the fist.
再把这个手全部都用上。
Christian fellowship.
我们基督徒之间的这样的团契的生活。
Memories of precious ones.
还有我们所记忆我们以前的我们自己的所爱的人的这个记忆。
Who are still with us here at the table in spirit.
他们现在依然在灵里边与我们一同来一块来领受主的圣餐。
These are the fistful, the five things we should be thinking about when we come to the table.
这就是这个我们手掌中间可以数到这五件事情，我们每次来到主的圣餐前就要来思考的。
But what of the elements that we have just partaken of?
我们刚才所领的圣餐，这究竟是怎么回事？
What is the significance that Jesus has encoded all of those things in just two realities, bread and wine?
主耶稣把这所有的五个这样的属灵的现实，把它放进饼和杯这样的情况，这究竟意义何在？
Other symbols could surely have been used.
我们也可以用其他的符号。
What is there about these two common aspects of everyday life that led Jesus to pack so much of the gospel story?Into just simple bread and wine.
这个究竟耶稣究竟这两个这个普普通通的每天生活所用的东西，究竟有什么样的意义，使得耶稣基督把整个福音的故事，这么多的福音故事，这么丰富的把它装进去这个饼和杯这两个符号中间。
Let's meditate on that this morning.
今天早上我们来思考。
Intriguingly, there are three places in all of Scripture. where the phrase bread and wine is used by biblical writers.
在圣经之间有三个地方，这个饼和杯，有时候饼和酒，粮食和酒，这个地方圣经的作者用过。
Each is special. So let's look at each one and ask what it will tell us about the expression bread and wine.
每一个都很特殊，让我们来一块来看，看看这些究竟告诉我们饼和杯，还有粮食跟酒，这两个究竟是有什么样的意义。
The first comes at the successful conclusion of Abraham's war with certain kings.
第一个是就是亚伯拉罕他跟某些王打仗，他凯旋而归。
They had kidnapped Lot and his family, and Abraham has beaten them.
这些王把他的亲戚罗德，他还有他的亲人都给带走了，亚伯拉罕把他们打输掉了。
We read in Genesis 14.
我们在创世纪十四章的地方。
And King Melchizedek of Salem brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来，他是至高上帝的祭司。
He blessed him and said,Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿至高的上帝，天地的主赐福给亚伯兰。
And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.
至高的上帝把敌人交给，至高的上帝把敌人交在你手里，他是应当称颂的。
And Abram,gave him one-tenth of everything.
亚伯兰就把所有的拿出十分之一给他。
Here is the first time in Scripture that two words that will eventually symbolize the Lord's Supper come together.
就是在圣经中间第一次这两个字碰到一起，这个地方，这两个字最后饼和杯，最后这让我们知道就成为耶稣基督的圣餐。
What do they stand for here?
在这个地方它的意义究竟是什么?
Abraham has just accomplished a great victory, a triumphant battle against a coalition of four kings.
亚伯拉罕刚刚打了一个大胜仗，他刚刚打的一个是一个巨大的，是一个非常好的这个胜战，打败了四个王联合的这样的一个军队。
Upon his victorious return, Melchizedek of Jerusalem,priest of the Most High God, blesses Abraham and celebrates his victory with a feast, a banquet of bread and wine.
在他凯旋而归的时候，麦基洗德在撒冷城的这个麦基洗德是至高神的祭司，就来迎接他，迎接他来欢庆他的胜利。而他用的办法呢，就是一个大的宴席。这个宴席是什么？就是饼和酒。
Here, for the first time in Scripture,
这是第一次在圣经之中。
The victory that will eventually be Jesus over all the principalities and powers that seek to oppress His people.
这是第一次这个。最终这个胜利将会成为耶稣基督的胜利，他要战胜一切的势力，这些压迫上帝子民的这些势力。
That victory is being foreshadowed in that early event.
这个将来耶稣基督后来的胜利就在这个时候就已经表明了。
Isaiah 2 saw a triumphal day coming.
以赛亚看到一个得胜的一天到来。
When the Lord would avenge His people and bring His kingdom to earth, finally.
就在那一天，上帝主就会来为他自己的人民来报仇，而且把他的国度带到这个世界来。
The Lord of hosts, He prophesied.
他就发预言说，万军之耶和华
will make for all peoples.A feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines.
他说 他必为万民摆设宴席，有肥甘与美酒。
He will swallow up death forever.
他说他以吞灭死亡直到永远。
He will swallow up death forever.
他将吞灭死亡直到永远。
We should never forget that when we come to sit in fellowship at this table,
我们千万不要忘记，每次当我们聚在一起坐下来，来围着这个主的圣餐桌子的时候，
We are eating and drinking to the overthrow of all of those forces that seek to oppress God's people.
我们实在是在吃在喝，是为来最后是来推翻一切来这样子压迫上帝子民的这样的势力。
And to that victory.God has promised His people.
我们来进入上帝来对他子民的应许的那个胜利。
Jesus said, Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new.
主耶稣马可福音十四章，我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄酒，直到我在上帝的国喝新的那日子。
In the kingdom of God.
也就是在上帝的国里边。
And finally, John, in that wonderful book of Revelation,
最后约翰在那真的是那奇妙的那本启示录中
speaks of this banquet again.
他再次讲到这个宴席。
He writes, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
他说凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的人有福了。
At this table, that triumphal wedding feast has just begun.
就在这个圣餐桌前，那个未来的得胜的婚宴已经开始了。
Here and now, we enjoy the hors d'oeuvres.
现在我们在享受这个开胃品。
Reginald Wallace once wrote,The triumphant Christian does not fight for victory. He celebrates a victory already won with wine and bread.
有一个人Wallace 他这样说，他说呢，得胜的基督徒不是为了打仗来得胜，而是他来庆祝一个已经赢的胜利，用饼和杯。
The second use of this phrase.Is found in Judges 19.
第二个这个词组所用的地方是在士师记十九章。
And here we are told of a traveling Levite who is making a long and difficult journey.
在这个地方呢，我们就说到有个叫利未人在走一个很长很难的这样旅行。
When he is asked by someone who is seeking to help him.And asks if he has enough provisions for his journey.
当有人问他需不需要帮助，有没有足够的东西可以继续旅行
？He responds, "We have straw and fodder for our donkeys, with bread and wine for me and the woman and the young man along with us. We need nothing more."
他就回答他说其实我们有饲料草料可以喂驴我和你的使女以及与我们一起的仆人都有饼有酒什么都不缺
Now the phrase bread and wine stands for something quite different
这个地方饼和酒是完全是不同的这个意义
These two elements are not part of a victory feast
这两个东西不是说是在有一个庆祝胜利的这样的宴席
They are simply the basic elements, the necessities of life.
它也就是每天生活的基本的必须。
Here, bread and wine are understood to be the essentials that are required to sustain real life, viable life.
这个地方饼和酒实在是说是最基础的东西，他们需要它，我们才可以有基本的生活。
As straw and fodder are to their donkeys, so bread and wine are to these humans.
就好像饲料草料是驴需要，所以这饼和酒是人需要的。
Food and drink, the twin staffs of life.
我们所吃所喝的这些生命之中起码的两样基本的东西。
And now for the first time, Scripture points to one of the other fundamental aspects of bread and wine at the Lord's table.
这第一次是这个圣经再次给我们指出来主的圣餐的桌前又有另外一个最根本的意义。
They are the foundations of life. They are necessary.
他们是生命的基础，是必须的。
If true life is to be found and maintained,
如果一个真正的生命，如果我们真的想找到真正的生命，真正让这个生命可以活得下去。
You see, until we correctly understand, appropriate, and experience the body of Jesus' life,
只有我们真正的能够理解，还有真正的能够用，真正能够在经历，在我们生命之中，耶稣基督的这一个他的身体的生命。
And the forgiving and healing power of his death.
还有他自己的，他死亡所带来的这种饶恕，还有这种医治的这种能力。
We do not have the foundation for a real, authentic life in our grasp.
就在我们的手中，我们实际上没有抓住我们这个最基本的这种真实的这样的生命。
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." The bread of life. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
主耶稣就是说在，他就说，我就是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃这粮就永远活着。我为世人的生命所赐下的粮就是我的肉。
Bread is required for our physical strength.
这个饼是为了我们自己身体上的力量所需要的。
And wine symbolizes the joy without which life is dull and bland and tasteless.
而酒是代表生命中间的这样的喜乐，如果没有这些，就是表明生命是平淡无味。
The psalmist caught this connection when he wrote in Psalm 104.
在诗人在诗篇104篇，他就写到，就谈到这之间的这种关系。
Bless the Lord.O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great.
他说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，耶和华我的上帝，你为至大。
You bring forth food from the earth.
说你使人从地里得食物。
Wine to gladden the human heart.
得酒能悦人心。
And bread to strengthen the human heart.
得粮能养人心。
We all need strength.And joy to live the life God has given us.
我们都需要力量，还有喜乐，来活出上帝所给我们的这样的生命。
Did you know that no language on earth has so many words for joy and rejoicing as Hebrew?
你们知不知道，在世界上没有哪个语言像希伯来语这样子，有这么多的词可以表达这样的一个喜乐或者欢庆这个含义。
In the Hebrew scriptures, 13 base words give rise to 27 words for joy and joyful worship.
在希伯来语的圣经，其实就是旧约，我们说的旧约圣经中间有13个这个基本的这样数字，这样的词，最后变成了27个不同的这样的词来表明喜乐，表明欢庆。
As the psalmist says,Thou dost show me the path of life, and in thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
就像诗人说，诗篇十六篇，他说：“你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。”
I think we all know happiness is fickle.
我知道我们大家全都知道这个幸福是容易改变的。
It mostly depends on what happens to us.
基本上是因着我们自己到底生命中发生了什么事情。
Joy is that deep settled confidence that God is always in control in every area of my life.
喜乐是一种在深深的扎根在我们里边的那样的一个信心，上帝在我们生命中各个方面就永远掌权，永远控制住。
Joy is that ping on our sonar scope.
这个喜乐就好像是在我们这个声波探测系统中间的那个发出来那个声波一样。
Echoing the presence of the Holy Spirit's work in our heart.
就让我们能够感受到圣灵在我们心中做工的那样的存在，那样的一个回荡。
Joy is knowing that God will never ever take you anywhere, give you any job.
喜乐就是说，上帝不会把你带到任何一个地方，或者给你任何一个工作。
Where His grace cannot sustain you.
当那个地方那个工作，他的恩典不会一块去，不会来帮助你。
Brother and sister.You were created for joy.
弟兄姐妹们，你被造是有喜乐，是为了喜乐。
And if we miss it, we miss the reason for our existence.
如果我们没有这样做，我们就失去了我们存在的这个意义。
I love the wisdom found in an ancient Jewish proverb in the Talmud.
我很喜欢这个在中间在在。以色列他们有一个箴言中间的有一个智慧。
Every person will be held accountable before God.
他那个中间是塔木尔那个上面说，他说所有的人都会在上帝面前是要最后要负责任。
For all of the permitted things he beheld in life and did not enjoy.
他要负什么责任呢？就是这个社会中间世界上所有的东西他本来是可以享受，但他没有去享受。
Every person will be held accountable before God for all the permitted things he beheld in life and did not enjoy.
所有的人在这个世界上将来都要面对上帝，都要来负这个责任，就是他在生命中他拥有的东西但他又没有好好享受。
Somebody say amen.
要么说 amen.
The third passage is Lamentations chapter 2.
第三个经文是耶利米哀歌第二章。
Here the author is describing the destruction of Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians in 586 BC.
这个地方作者呢是在描述在公元前586年当时耶路撒冷城被巴比伦给摧毁那个时刻的事情。
As he laments the way in which God has judged his people,
当他因为看上帝来这样子来审判他自己的子民这个方式，他自己感到很悲哀。
By decimating Jerusalem,
是在使得这个耶路撒冷来摧毁
and destroying all that was beautiful and holy and exalted.
来摧毁中间所有的美丽的、圣洁的，而且是崇高的东西。
Suddenly, he illustrates that devastation by the voice of babies.
他就突然就用那种就用baby 就小婴孩的那个声音这样子来描述当时被摧毁的那个惨象。
He says in the midst of this terrible destruction, infants are crying to their mothers.
他就说在这种痛苦的这种被摧毁的这种情形之中，孩童婴孩在向他们的妈妈哭泣。
Where is bread and wine?
他说饼和酒在哪里？
As they faint like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom, there they are heard crying out, Where is bread and wine?
就他们如受伤的人在城内广场上昏厥，在母亲的怀里将要丧命时，就对母亲说，饼和酒在哪里？
Now I am not used to hearing babies ask their mother for bread.
我是不太习惯于婴孩向他自己的妈妈要饼。
Mine talked about cookies and candy.
我的孩子总是要什么饼干还有糖。
And I'm especially not used to hearing little babies saying, "Where's the wine?"
我更没法想象我的小婴孩会说酒在哪里。
But now we have to remember what the background and meaning of this passage is.
我们现在要记得这段经文后边的这一个背景还有它的意义。
Here it is the absence of bread and wine that stand for the judgment of God on his people.
这个地方没有饼和酒，实际上是在代表上帝对他子民的审判。
Here the wrath of the Holy One against Judea.
现在这一个圣洁的愤怒，圣洁者的这个愤怒，在反对他自己，在反对犹大省。
Is seen when the twin staffs of life, bread and wine, are denied and taken away, even from babies.
让我们看到这些最基本的生命中最基本的两样，饼和酒，甚至连婴孩都没有。
Deprivation of the basics is the issue.
这个最基础的东西被拿走了，这才是问题的关键。
Why does such a thing happen?
为什么这种事情发生？
Why are the basics denied so often?
为什么我们最基本的东西被经常就会没有？
The author of Lamentations goes on to say that this destruction came on the people because...
这个耶利米哀歌的先知就这样说，这些事情这样的一个摧毁这样的状况发生，是因为
The visions of your prophets The visions your prophets had for you were deceptive whitewash.
他说你的先知为你们看见的是虚假的粉饰的意象，
False to the core.
中间是为整个都是错误的。
They did not lay bare your guilt so as to change your fortunes.
他们并未揭露你们的罪孽来改变你们的生命。
The visions they told you
这些他们所告诉你的这意象
were deceptive. They painted false pictures.
真的是虚伪的，他们是做一些假象的。
Filling you with false hope.
而是给你们假的虚假的盼望。
And so it was the leaders of Israel who had not laid bare the problems of the nation.
所以以色列的领袖们并没有把他这个国家的这些问题来表明。
So that the devastation of God meant that even the basics of bread and wine were not available for babies.
所以上帝的这个审判的这种痛苦，就是连婴孩都没有最基础的需要吃的东西。
Paul saw something similar at Corinth.
保罗在哥林多的教会也看到类似的情况。
There he said there were people who ate and drank at the Lord's table.
他说在那个地方有人在主的圣餐桌前又吃又喝。
To their own destruction.
而是导致他们自己的摧毁。
For as they partake, they are not concerned about the divisions and the harm that's happening in the congregation.
虽然他们在一块来领圣餐，他们根本都没有去想到在这个在他们那个教会中间的那些分裂。
Some go hungry, having no bread to eat.
有人是在饥饿之中，根本就没有食物。
Others become drunk due to excessive drinking of the wine.
有人就干脆醉酒，因为他们喝了太多的酒。
Then Paul speaks of their showing a brazen contempt for the weak and humiliating the poor people in their own congregation.
然后保罗是在向他们表明，他们对他们自己教会里边的那些穷人、那些软弱的人，来是公然的这样的藐视。
By the very way in which they come to the Lord's table.
他们所做的方式就是他们来到主圣餐桌前领圣餐的那个方式。
He says, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable. Examine yourselves.
他说你们中间所有的如果以一种不合一的方式来吃了主的饼和杯要省察自己。
In the church where I grew up,
在我成长长大的那个教会
That passage was used to suggest that if you were not in a perfect relationship with Christ, you should not come to the table.
那个是说如果你跟耶稣的关系不是很完美你就不要来领圣餐。
I believe That is a misreading of the context.
我个人认为这个是对这个上下文这个当时的背景是他给读错了。
The church at Corinth was one of the least spiritual churches Paul had to deal with.
哥林多教会是保罗所要对付的是最不属灵的一个教会。
If the people in that church had to be perfect to come to the table, there would have been no table.
如果 那些教会的人都必须要完美才能够来领 主的圣餐，就没有圣餐可领。
I don't think he figured that most of them had a perfect relationship with God.
我想他不认为他们中间大部分人跟上帝有一个完美的关系。
No, Paul was speaking to the specific issue of brazen abuses at the ceremony itself.
其实保罗在地方是特别的在讲特别的情况也就是对这一个圣餐仪式本身的一个公然的这样的一个藐视
Apparently, abuses widely practiced in Corinth
而这个妄用这种方式是在哥林多好像是一个很普遍的一个现象
So he admonished the people
所以他就
to examine themselves and not to practice the supper or to eat it or drink unworthily
他就来鼓励他就来激励他们要来省察自己不要用那种不守规矩的方式来领主的饼和杯。
At Corinth, the table of the Lord,
在哥林多主的圣餐
was not leading to the fellowship, the unity, and the loving concern it was meant to produce.
他没有带来这个主的圣餐本来想要带来的这样的一个合一这样的彼此关爱的这样的一个情况
Factions among the people
他们人跟人之间的这种分裂
were all too obvious even as they gathered at the table
实在是非常明显甚至当他们来领圣餐的时候都是如此
That is why unworthy abuses were taking place wherein some were hungry some were drunk
这就是为什么当时这种很不合宜 很不配上帝的这样的妄用这样的滥用的方式有些人还在饿着有些人已经 喝醉酒了
Where such unconcern for the welfare of brothers and sisters takes place
在这里对自己弟兄姐妹的生命的需要没有任何的关心
The table is profaned.And people eat and drink to their own destruction.
主的圣餐桌就被玷污了，人们就吃喝，让自己得到毁灭。
When the Lord's table is so abused, it leads to mere ceremony and not community.
当主的圣餐桌是如此的是被这样的妄用、滥用，实际上是对这个。弟兄姐妹整个教会是一个极大的伤害
Examine yourselves commands the Apostle Paul and the Word of God
保罗是这样说来省察自己
For the early Christians koinonia was not freely fellowship It wasn't church-sponsored bi-weekly bowling nights
就 在早期的时候 Koinonia 这个词它不是说只是普普通通的这个团契的这种关系而是可有可无的不是可有可无的或者说教会来支持的大家一块去打保龄球的这样的一个机会
It wasn't just tea and cookies or sophisticated talk around the fellowship hall after the sermon
它也不是说我们大家来喝喝茶吃点饼或者说等教会敬拜完了之后大家就彼此来点小小的聊天而且是很有水平的聊天
It was an almost unconditional sharing of their lives with other members of the fellowship
所以几乎是没有条件完全没有条件跟教会的其他的会员其他弟兄姐妹来分享自己的生命
What is really meant to happen when God grants the gift of genuine Christian fellowship
就是当上帝给弟兄姐妹这种给基督徒这种真实的这种彼此交流的这样的关系究竟是什么意思
Deep joyful sharing replaces polite prattle.
而是这种很深的、很深的、很喜乐的这样的一个分享，而是没有这种所谓普通的这种其他没有什么意义的这样的浅谈。
And brothers and sisters begin discussing the things that really and deeply matter to them.
弟兄姐妹就彼此可以来分享那些很深沉的对我们对他们自己很有意义的这些事情。
They share inner fears.
他能够分享他们自己内心中间的恐惧、害怕。
There are areas of particular temptation.
或者在自己生命中有特别的受到诱惑的一些地方。
And their deepest joys.
还有他们最深沉、最深处的那个喜乐。
Here we seek communion and fellowship and community, not ceremony.
在这个地方，我们是来寻求的是这种交流。还有这种团契，还有这样的团体生死与共的团体，而不是形式。
Now, as we leave the table this morning, the bread and wine.
今天早上，当我们离开这个上帝的耶稣的圣餐的桌前，这个饼和杯。
Remember, this is a victory celebration.
记住这是，就记住这个像是亚伯拉罕他所有的欢庆胜利的这样的一个庆祝。
So remember the victories the Lord has given you already, and the ones to come, and thank Him.
来记住耶稣基督他所已经给了你的这一个胜利，还有将来就还要来的胜利。
And be aware at this table, God has given us what we need to live our lives.
所以要谢谢他，而且还要记着，在这一个主的圣餐桌前，主给了我们，上帝给了我们，我们生命中所需要的一切。
Bread for strength to face what must be faced。
这一个饼，让我们可以有力量，可以面对生命之中我们必须所面对的这些事情。
And wine for the joy without which we will not find the lives that God meant for us.
还有这个酒是一个喜乐，让我们得到喜乐。没有这个喜乐，我们就没有办法来享受上帝所要给我们的这样的生命。
And remember that if we do not examine our fellowship to, if we do not examine our relationship to the fellowship.
然后呢，再记着，如果我们没有来省察我们和我们这些弟兄姐妹的这样的关系。
And ask how we can best serve needy brothers and sisters.
让我们来仔细来问，我们如何可以帮助在我们中间那有需要的弟兄姐妹。
Then we have indulged in ritualism, mere ceremony, like the Corinthians.
如果我们没有这样做，我们实际上是在来做一些形式上的这样的一个表面的东西，就像哥林多的那些教会的人一样。
We are not developing committed community, and we are damaging the body of Christ.
我们没有来建立一个委身的这样的一个团契的生活，我们在伤害主的身体。
In conclusion,
我们来做个结论。
Who but our God?
除了我们的上帝，谁可以能
could take simple bread and wine?And make it both the picture of brokenness and the victory of salvation.
除了我们的上帝，谁可以把这个简简单单、普普通通的饼和杯这样的一个形象，这把它这个饼的现在饼本来是一个破碎的这个形象，而把它变成一个胜利的这样一个形象
？Who but our God could take ordinary wine and make it both the picture of sacrifice?And joy of the good news.
除了我们上帝，还有谁可以把这个普普通通的饼酒，把它变成饼和酒，把它本来让它成为一个本来是一个牺牲的这个图画，然后把它变成一个好消息中间这样的喜乐。
Who but our God could take bread and wine and turn them into challenges for self-renunciation and service?
除了我们的上帝，还能有谁可以把饼和杯，然后拿起饼和杯，把它们变成一个来挑战我们的，让我们来个忘掉自己，来侍奉别人。
With this in mind, let us all go forth to the mission field. with something new within us.
让我们记着这些，让我们进入这个拆船的这样的带着使命进入这个世界。
Bread and wine.
但是我们心中有饼和杯。
谢谢。
谢谢，感谢主。好，感谢主。
It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you this morning.
今天早上很高兴能跟大家在一起。
And to share the pulpit with your wonderful pastors.
哦，我也非常高兴跟 Dr. Mark 一块来分享主的话语。